brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live, and it is Monday, the 8th day of April, 2013. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. There is just all sorts of insanity breaking out all over the world, in Egypt, in Libya, in Syria, in North Africa. Christians are being mass murdered and just torched and beheaded and raped and killed everywhere. Black Libyans are being hacked up with machetes and machine gunned daily. And it's just back of foreign newspapers because the Peace Prize winner is running an all with NATO. I mean, I have stacks of these articles every day to the point of I don't even get to them. It's like, oh, Coptic Christians under siege as mob attacks Cairo Cathedral, trying to burn it down. London Independent. Israel closes Gaza crossing after rockets fired. Gaza, I mean, it just goes on and on and on until it is not even a news item anymore. It is just not even a news item that all of this craziness is going on. And it's now normal to have the Department of Defense have training manuals for the military that, quote, evangelical Christians and Catholics, period, are extremists, and they put them in a category right next to Al-Qaeda. And it's on Fox News. It's not even a news item. Just Fox News doesn't become a national story. MSNBC host in a promo ad running says your kids don't belong to you. They belong to the state and the collective. And the only place that cares about it is DrudgeReport.com. It's on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. MSNBC host, your kids belong to the collective. And that's why the White House said last week, the Drudge Report is causing us problems. The Drudge Report is causing us problems because we can't control the narrative. I mean, what is there? There's Infowars.com. There's Drudge Report. Beck covers some of this stuff. Limbaugh a little bit. But he won't talk about Republicans that are going along with it, really. I mean, this country, Michael Savage talks about some of this stuff. And of course, they're not perfect. But, I mean, at least they'll say communism's not a good idea. America has lost its moral rudder and compass. And so is the entire Western world, for that matter. And now Katie barred the door. I mean, Katie barred the door. I was driving into work this morning, listening to local AM talk radio, and I heard caller after caller going, Obamacare gives me free health care. Obama cares about me. And the host would say, well, you know, it doubles health care prices this year. It hires 16,000 IRS agents. It was written by the insurance companies. It's a giant scam. It does have death panels, rationing of care. And the people would laugh at him going, that's a talking point from the Republican Party. No, the Republican Party's bought and paid for at the top by the very same people. It's bought and paid for by the very same people at every level. And Mitt Romney, with the big insurance companies a decade ago or more, wrote what became Obamacare. I mean, heaven help us. It's all about rah, rah, I'm in the winning camp, I'm a Democrat, and my guy's in power. And when a Republican's in power, rah, rah, my guy's in, I'm winning. Meanwhile, foreign special interests are gutting this country up one side and down the other. That's what's going on in this nation. That's what's happening. And America has just gotten in a position of a bunch of TV head, iPod surfing, iPad surfing, people who cannot take action to even save their own future. There is not an initiative in this country. 101 million people don't work in this country of the supposed workforce. Basically, close to half the country doesn't work in this country. And they're now saying, hey, let's enslave the other group and make them serve us. We'll be back with all the big news.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have a full raft of guests joining us. Dr. Steve Pachenik, who is on the DMZ, will be with us for about 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour with any updates on the North Korea-South Korea crisis that's continuing to basically escalate. And then we've got Dan Bongino, the Secret Service agent on, who's gone public defending the Second Amendment. We've got him popping in on the broadcast. We've got Mike Glenn, who's obviously known as the Stinger, a very famous basketball player, to talk about the real black history and a lot of really interesting things that he's written about in his books and how it ties into modern-day things that are happening. He's also involved with InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. And then I'm going to go into overdrive today with Antonio Bueller, you know, the West Point grad, no criminal record, film police grabbing on women. And so he simply went over to film it, and they got in his face, grabbed on him, and they've now had a grand jury indict him a year later. Why don't they go indict George Washington or the Bill of Rights? How about you indict a newborn baby and cut its spinal cord with a pair of scissors? I mean, that's what they do every hour in this country. Babies that are born out on the table, 9 months old, people begging to adopt it, just kill it. I mean, that's, I say indict all the babies and put them on death row. I mean, if you're going to, again, you got the cops going around with high-def sunglasses, videoing us, government breaking in to our computers, Google breaking into our computers, all of it illegal. But they're trying to put people in prison for life in Illinois who film or tape the police. This is the upside-down world. By the way, I heard that Police Chief Art Acevedo wants to come on the broadcast because I guess he heard me talking about how he should move back to Cuba, where they take the guns from the general citizens. You know, he supposedly fled there as a child with his parents from the tyranny of Cuba. And now he says you shouldn't be able to have an, you know, a 15-round mag, shut down the gun shows. And he said in his speech, you either go along with this or you're with the criminals. Hey, Art, crimes dropped 49% because of the proliferation of firearms since 1991, FBI's own numbers. Stop putting out the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Million Mom, you know, 13 bureaucrat march, 14 bureaucrat march. I've been out to these in Austin. Stop sitting there with all your fake bluster. You bet I want you to come in here. Whenever you want this week, come in the studio. I can't wait. I can't wait. Come in studio. Came up to Jakari Jackson. They were out there at the 15 bureaucrat and 14 communist march down at the Capitol demonizing the Second Amendment. Here in Austin, Texas, and Art Acevedo came over and said that he wants to come on and confront me. Well, come on. That'll make some good radio, I tell you. And he's a nice guy. You know, he's like, hey, here's my card. I live over here by you. You ought to come over to the house and have a beer sometime. And I'm like, come over and have a beer and what, drive home? He said, no, of course not. Wait a few hours. Anyways, well, I like to have a beer. It's just all anthropology, sociology, as he's here trying to calm the natives and get us to turn in our boomsticks and go on the reservation. He's going to pat me on the head. He's definitely a slick one. A fed, if I've ever seen one. And so we will certainly get him in here. I'm looking forward to that. So let's call his office and tell him Art wants to come in here now. Bring him in. Bring him in. Bring him in. Speaking of Second Amendment news, Obama to bring some Sandy Hook families on Air Force One. He had to pimp out the dead children some more. Or to bring on people that sit there and look and act like actors. You know, they're sitting there laughing while watching this. 2 seconds later, turn your guns in. I mean, it's like, wow, man, if my kids have been killed like this, I'd be saying, you know, why was Adam Lanza on all these psychotropic drugs, which has now come out? And, of course, it's now come out again. People said last week, oh, it's breaking. He was on 7 psychotropics. Holmes, the supposed Batman shooter. Remember, I shot a video saying I thought they'd pull false flags with triggers in the movie. Then the media asked, why does Alex connect Batman to the last 2 shootings? I connected it before it happened. And it turned out that he was on 7 drugs. That came out early on. But finally, it was in the LA Times last week. So now it's official. 7 psychotropic drugs. And then under government psychiatric care with a top Air Force officer, and he was in a DARPA program that was in computer-mind interface, virtual reality, mind control. And then his dad was involved with the big 6 megabanks writing key software. I mean, just talk about the same history, Harris and Kleibold's parents, they both involved with DARPA. Look that up. Man, I tell you, who knows if any of this is even real or true. By the way, Adan Salazar found 2 different people from the Batman shooting that are admitted actors. In fact, some of them are in pretty good-sized movies that were official victims in it. They're in Aurora. And I told him back at the time, I said, don't do that report. We don't need to get off into that because the public just isn't ready for it. But I want him to go dig those up again. You've got the promo reels, and it's not like people are saying, hey, this guy's an actor, hey, that guy's an actor, hey, this guy looks alike. There's a lot of schizophrenics out there that think, you know, I'm Bill Hicks or whatever, when I'm actually a reptoid. I mean, come on, we all know the truth. But expanding on this, these are people that are admitted actors. And I don't mean just all these wannabe actors. I mean, they're really actors. And they're on the news going, look, I have my pay stub. Yes, I saw it all. One guy acted alone. We need to restrict the Second Amendment. And I mean, they've even had Al-Qaeda out there, you know, with a cut, okay, roll, take three on CNN. And the Russians were able to descramble it and put it out where they're literally going, okay, ready, action. Okay, as soon as I say action, start firing the guns. Okay, action. Are you ready, CNN? Okay. You know, amateur actors, amateur CIA guys. We need an actor, Gary. Right out of Team America. Hold on. Okay, I'm ready to go. Yes, we are here in Syria where Assad is hurting the children. And as you can hear, pow, 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 pow. There are dead here. Yes, they are killing us. Help us, America. Help us, America. I mean, we did reports on that a year ago. Where they've got all these fake people out there, just like the babies in the incubators in 1990, and just like all the other lies, where they have the daughter of the PR firm come in there and say that Koresh molested them. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, to the point of they say, okay, we're going to burn down Dorner, get the fire, set the fire, burn him up. I want that cabin burnt down. We have the fire. We have placed the fire. The fire is ignited. We have a fire. All right, good job, team. That does not mean we burn that down. That's a conspiracy theory.
That sounds like the ravings of a fascist.
You guys have got to stop that, please. That is funny. Oh, man. You know what sounds like the ravings of a fascist? Let's cue up this Colorado state rep where they're giving Secret Service the power to engage in police actions against citizens. That's federal police with a state bill, the state being fully federalized, SB 13-013. ATF, of course, has got the giant spy databases they're setting up. Army says evangelicals and Catholics, period, are extremists, and put them in a map next to Al-Qaeda. Yeah, there it is. A member of the state legislature, Diane DeGetty, she says that, and we talked about this on last week, but I mean, I just got to play this clip again. She says, hey, we've got to get rid of the magazines. After you use them, you can only use them once. So, again, a lot of this is just the people that are anti-liberty are dumber than a sack of bricks. I mean, they are dumber than a dead possum that's been dead for 5 days on the side of the road that's got bureaucrats crawling all over it. I mean, these people are as dumb as the day is long. They are stupid. And that's who the globalists get to run for office. Just the dumbest, stupidest morons out there. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to this clip of her saying we got to ban the magazines because then they're no good after you use them once. Here it is.
I do think that we can pass those. And just very briefly to your last question, what's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
The road to hell is paved with useful idiot morons, and this woman wins the Grand Idiot Award, the Grand Dupe Sucker Schmuck Fool Dumbass. I have to use that term. It's the only way to describe it. And listen, they got legions of these people. I've had a carpet cleaner in my house, saw a gun case, and started to call the police. And I had to call their manager and say, stop them, they're mentally ill. I mean, that's America, ladies and gentlemen. Dumber than a box of rocks, thinking Obama's going to give them free health care. And you want to talk about the ravings of a control freak authoritarian, the ravings of a fascist. The story's up on DrudgeReport.com. MSNBC host, four kids belong to the collective. It's on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. It's an InfoWars.com story, but it scrolled off. It's from yesterday. I'm going to get it posted back up on InfoWars.com. Where she says, your kids belong to us. And this is an MSNBC promo video. They're not going to stop, okay? They're going to raise your taxes till you live in a 200-square-foot coffin box with government pedos in there teaching your kids, like Jocelyn Elder said, how to masturbate. That's who these people are.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at SilverGauze.com, spelled Silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
From the DMZ with the latest on North Korea. We'll get into that. But here's the headline, MSNBC host, your kids belong to the collective. And there she is with this arrogant, lisping, crazed look in her eye. These are dominators. These are people that can't build anything. So they see their empires building as they take you over. These are slave masters who want to be able to, like the UN has pushed and Jocelyn Elders, quote, reach down and show the kids how to do it. And you're like, that's outrageous. Well, why are they so outrageous? Because it's about breaking you. It's about Stockholm syndrome. It's about going for it all and then going for it all again and going. They're like hopping around demons. People that hate you having a nice family, hate your swimming pool, hate your wealth. That's all they talk about. Disgusting America with all its wealth and people that have things. You hear it. Meanwhile, they're in helicopters and jets and giant government buildings. They hate you. They have an instinct towards total domination. They have an instinct that if you gain something, they're losing something because they're predators. These people are total and complete predators. The reason I'm bringing up Jocelyn Elders is I was talking about how the state controls your kids. And one of the IT guys that was up here last night, he goes, remember Jocelyn Elders? Going, reach down and help the kindergartners. That voice, reach down and help them. I mean, it's just like, what? Is there no end to you people? And now we've got Melissa Harris-Perry engaged in total neuro-linguistic programming. People always asking me, do you know about this? You know about that? So I went and studied it. And it's a quack science they use that I guess only works on people that are unconscious. And they'll say something that they know is what people agree with. Your children belong to you to trigger synapses in the brain that go, that's right, they do. They're mine. A normal mammalian response. But actually, we need to strengthen public education. We haven't supported it, which is a lie. More funding to communist education, government re-education camps, any other nation in the history of the world, meant to take over society in their own documents that Charlotte Iserby details in her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. So first she says something that's true to get you, then she gives you a lie. It's all scripted off a teleprompter. Official MSNBC ad. Your kids belong to you, and they're your responsibility. And then, by the way, we haven't been supportive of public education. But now that's all over because your kids belong to the whole community. And she sells it like, oh, we're going to take a weight off you. Let your kids stay till 8 at night at the public school like they're now pushing. Let's have over the summer. You know what? You're all the time, all the time, all the time. The whole thing is a psych warfare event with a crazed nobody that goes to Delphi Technique and RAND Corporation events. They're all funded by this. It's on record. You can look it up. All these federal bureaucrats at that level. That's a federal agent you're looking at right there. MSNBC is a globalist propaganda command base raining down racial and cultural division with the government as the unifier. The Roman model of balkanize everybody, and then it bundles the sticks together. True fascism is the sticks bundled together, tied together. The fasci. That's what fascism comes from. Bulk, break us into pieces so we're not strong, and then the state ties us together with hatchets above it, the sword, the weapon, the gun. You don't have a gun. The state has the gun. These are naked, conscious authoritarians running around with their tongues hanging out like wild wolves. And you're in such a trance, people are like, the government loves me. Obama wants to give me something free. Obama is CIA raised from birth, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, literal Manchurian candidate of the New World Order to bring in hell and death. Ladies and gentlemen, he rides the white horse of pestilence and death. Now let's go ahead and go to this clip. We're going to go to break and come back with it. We got time. Go out to break with it. Here's the evil.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Folks, we'll be right back. That's official MSNBC. And courts have said in California your kids don't belong to you. And they've also come out and said they'll give kids shots without your consent.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday.
Did you bring me my dear friends? Keep me from the gallows
pole. From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live, ladies and gentlemen. And we, of course, are back weeknight, 7 o'clock, with InfoWars Nightly News. I'm just going to get a 10-minute update from Dr. Steve Pachinik here, and then I'm going to get back into all the world news and the incredible attacks that are accelerating on the First Amendment, you name it. The ATF on the federal website has put out the bid for data mining to spy illegally on all gun owners and your web activity. Google, the NSA front, is breaking into all the computers with its Google cars and other systems with passcodes, stealing your data for the NSA and the foreign six banks that run it. I mean, it is just wall-to-wall criminal activity. There are tens of thousands of private intelligence groups now that have been given full national security access to everything. So understand, it's not just Nixon spying on you with your IRS records, and he was going to go to jail for that until he stepped down. Now, thousands and thousands, including quasi-foreign mercenary groups, are given above top secret clearances to listen to your phones, get in your computers, your bank accounts, and they put it on the news. Oh, intelligence agencies look at your bank account every day. Intelligence agencies listen to you. Private contractors. I mean, it is just the age of the criminal. Every criminal on earth turned loose, the government recruiting them to absolutely implode and rob everyone. This is like the French Revolution, the Jacobins, the opposite of our revolution. This is an Illuminati, crazy person orgy. We're seeing a wall-to-wall orgy with the TSA, their vanguard, openly training us to be groped, to have our families groped for prisoner training. And they're buying billions of bullets and armored vehicles and setting up checkpoints all over the place and putting the military on the street. I mean, they are just running wild. And their main drive is destroying the family, destroying men and women, destroying normalcy. This is a group of mentally ill deviants. What do you think the Nazis were? A bunch of deviants. What do you think the communists were? A bunch of deviants. I mean, have you read about Hitler, Mao Zedong, Stalin, Lenin? These are their own writings, the stuff they were into. Ultimate weirdos who don't like those of us that just want to go home to our wife and kids and be normal, that never get tired of a steak, never get tired of fishing, never get tired of a sunset, never get tired of our wives, of our husbands. We are anathema to them. They like burning cities, starving children, black uniforms, hell on earth. And I, for one, have had enough of it. I've had enough of it. And it's time for the strong and the decent and the normal to rise up and to call out the enemy and call it out for what it is. They are on mainstream news. I have the Fox News. And Fox News is like, is this good? And they're like, well, maybe. All Catholics and all evangelical Christians listed in a file, let's show people, as being with Al-Qaeda. It shows their names, and they teach the military that's extremism. Army labeled evangelicals as religious extremists. Let's scroll down. And it actually shows the document. If you click on it, if you're watching on TV at prisonplanet.tv, right next to it, you can actually just blow it up then. Just blow it up there on the screen for everybody. You can just go back to the actual page and just blow it up on that screen like I did yesterday. And then it's right side up. It's just incredible. This is a psychological warfare tactic where they're totally beyond gaslighting everyone. They are just creating total learned helplessness and a mass Stockholm syndrome effect using normalcy bias. And they are on purpose frying everyone's brains right now with MSNBC officially in promos saying the state runs your children, the collective is here, we're taking your guns, and they've got their talking point minions calling into talk radio going, there are no bullets, there are no drones, there are no checkpoints, there is no TSA, the health care is all free, everything is wonderful, and you hear them giggling and snickering, saying to the host, I heard it this morning, calling in a group, the host didn't even know what was happening as I was driving into work on 590, going, that's just in your chain emails. None of this is happening. None of this is happening. As if we're so weak-minded, they sit there and tell us this isn't happening. I'm sorry. Let's go to Dr. Steve Pachenik, who doesn't need an introduction. He flew out there to cover it, former top hostage negotiator for the State Department and crisis manager, helped get the Camp David Accords through, was involved with General Boykin founding Delta Force in 1979, and has also been involved using psychological warfare to overthrow governments. And he says, he just told us during the break, he's got to leave very soon because they're putting major pressure on him now, the globalist intelligence groups, to kick him out of the country. And he's there on the DMZ with official, the Korean government, because they know him. He was involved in the democratization of the country, has got an attaché attached to him. And he can give us a report on what's happening to him right now and the latest from North Korea. But first off, Doc, what do you think about my rant about authoritarianism?
Well, you know, it's ironic. You and I have telepathic feelings. You're far more assertive and a little bit, quite frankly, without being facetious, you're far more historically referenced. I was so impressed with the Plato and the Nietzsche reference that I was taken aback and I had to go read some. But let me just get back to exactly what you were saying. This is not a rant. Let's make it very clear. One of the things that I learned here on the DMZ zone and in Korea and interviewing our soldiers, our special soldiers, soldiers coming out of the Ranger schools in Fort Lewis, is one thing, and I've learned it repeatedly. That was the one reason why I came here. Number one, this problem is not our problem. We have contributed to this problem in South Korea through many, many ways. I would not be surprised that our POTUS, Obama and Hillary, when they went to Myanmar, decided that when we shifted all our assets into the Far East, including our SINCAC, as well as Marines into Australia, there was no reason for it. We don't need now military forces in order to reinsure our financial interests. What I found now in South Korea was exactly the opposite of what you found in America and what I have found. And we've come to the same conclusion. I came out of here yesterday after coming to the DMZ talking to hundreds of South Koreans. There was not one South Korean, despite this whole crisis and warmongering, who was upset, disgusted with America, or upset about some Kim Jong-un, and they thought it was a joke. They had a highly amount of disrespect for us. They said we should leave, and I've said that for 20 years. We do not need a base in Seoul. That base is worth billions of dollars. We have made a lot of money by selling it back to South Korea. They have asked us repeatedly to leave. South Korea does not need our help. North Korea will go through its own crisis as a baby goes through its crisis, and eventually it will resolve itself. Our business is not to respond to symptoms, it's to prevent them. If we have any effective system, it should be in the prevention of crisis. That's really prevention. But instead, we have a president. We've had three separate sequestering presidents, Clinton, Bush, and Obama, who have repeatedly got into rendition and into sequestration and into wars that were false and have continuously lied to the American public. I cannot emphasize enough your passion as well as mine. Now, I've worked with 5-6 presidents. None of them were as vitriolic in their attempt to control the American public for everything that everybody said about Nixon. He never tried to control the American public. He looked at the IRS. He created a lot of welfare programs. We went to a war that he did not want. It was started by John F. Kennedy and LBJ, who had the dignity to leave. We have people in the White House who have no dignity, no competency, and who are totally sociopaths. We have a military-industrial complex that's creating and fomenting these so-called crises. I knew the minute we were shifting our entire SINCAC, our Navy, and our Marines into Australia, while Hillary and Obama were conniving in Myanmar, Burma, I knew we would be getting into trouble in the South China Sea. We are irrelevant. I cannot tell you, after talking to hundreds of intelligence operatives here, of Koreans, we are so irrelevant. They are so prosperous that when I look back at this entire issue, you know what I come out of it with? The same conclusion you came out of it. I go through TSA. I had to go three times to TSA in Miami, San Francisco, and elsewhere. They were pathetic. The minorities who ran it were illiterate. They could not speak English. The ones who could speak English were dumb, and they were looking at things that were totally irrelevant. There is no counterterrorism. There is no security. What we have created is a dysfunctional, self-destructive government. It must stop. It will not stop from the constitutional amendments that we have or our legislators. They are incompetent. The Constitution is antiquated. We have to renovate it. We have to get rid of our legislators. They no longer represent our interests. It's crony capitalism, and we can no longer really abide by presidential elections. They're just a joke. It's just one CIA asset. As many as most people won't realize, even Clinton, the slick Willie, a total sociopath, a drug addict, was recruited at Yale as a CIA asset. I was on the board in the Fulbright, where we gave out Fulbright scholarships to CIA potential candidates. When he went to Oxford and his roommate was Strove Talbot, he never even finished the education. He ended up in Moscow, elsewhere. He doesn't talk about it. Then he goes to MENA, services our CIA through drugs into the third world country. Then we get Bush, who's a total moron, completely CIA asset, run by Cheney, run by a whole group of guys who were dysfunctional and were thrown out by Bush Sr., and yet they come up to the top because of the power elite within the party.
Sure, and Doc, let's tie this in.
Will destroy itself.
Sure, you're there on the DMZ. I want to get a little bit into that before you've got to leave us. But look at how Rumsfeld in the mid-90s with Clinton helps transfer the reactors to the type that could create the fissile material for A-bombs. Look at how you said the big defense contractors are there trying to sell weapons to everybody during this crisis. They stand to gain from destabilization instead of just having a free market system. You were telling me yesterday how you were in the restaurant surrounded by CIA people casing you. You told Chris you've got to split soon because they're starting to put pressure on you. Describe the atmosphere there, because here it is, North Korea shows signs.
Here's the atmosphere. It's very clear. On the DMZ zone, in some ways, I'm a lot more protected because there's very little they can do to me. Either there's no grounds on which they can arrest me because basically I'm providing information literally to you and to the American public. I have not violated the First Amendment. What's happening is I'm seeing more and more surrounding me within other confines in Seoul and the CIA and DMZ, more and more American soldiers who stand out, who really have no idea of what they're doing. From Fort Lewis for Fort Bragg, I asked them repeatedly, what is your mission statement? I don't want this secrecy. They say, it's so complex. I say, why is it so complex when it's psychological warfare? I asked them, how many weeks did you get in military intelligence at Fort Huachuca, which is what we do in military intelligence? You know how many weeks? 2 weeks. It was worthless.
No, they're babies. And
not just babies. The point here,
well, they say complex because they don't know.
No, they know. What's happening is they're being brainwashed by an incompetent system that no longer functions. Let me put it simply, as you said. In medicine, we say to the patient, above all else, do no harm. Here, we have done harm to Korea. We have done harm to Pakistan. We have done harm to Afghanistan. We have done harm to Iraq, to Syria, to the world. It is time to come back to our country, rehabilitate ourselves, take care of ourselves. The Korean Peninsula has better traffic, better infrastructure, cleaner places than we do.
Sure, you've heard of will to power. You've heard of will to power. What about will to evil? I mean,
well, it's not will to evil. Alex, I have to a little bit disagree. What I talk about, and most people don't understand it, 20 years ago, I publicly stated that Bush Jr. in an American public was following a self-destructive course of the republic and in turn creating an empire. We are no longer a republic and we will die like Rome, but what we are in an empire is we have centurion guards in SYNPAC, SOCOM, CENTCOM, all these fancy words, including Petraeus, Jim Dempsey, the worst chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff I've ever seen, Admiral Mullen, the worst chief of staff I've ever had. If we had Eisenhower, we had Patton, we have a George Marshall, these men would have been fired. You're talking about 600-700 men within 30 days. Any one of us who fought in the Korean War or World War II, and my family fought in the Korean War, these men would have been summarily fired. We don't have that because the leadership is incompetent, it's dysfunctional, and we're continuing to go into a self-destructive.
Sure, they watch their own CIA-produced movies worshiping themselves and actually drink their own Kool-Aid.
Well, that's true, but they produce the movies in order to create for themselves a fantasy that they want to see.
No, I know. They're a bunch of delusional peacocks.
CIA operatives, and none of them are effective assassins. There were times that I sat there and I couldn't believe it. They had a subcontract out in Lebanon, and I won't give the name because he knows exactly what I'm talking about, where they literally blew up 84 innocent men and women. Years later, I looked at him and I said, this is impossible. On the other hand, we have had some great CIA leaders done, like Don Gregg, Jim Lilly, Paul Redman, all of whom were bred and out of the old OSS and were dedicated selflessly to our country. But we now have a CIA that is as lazy and incompetent as our generals. They are overpaid because they're funded by third-party payments. So instead of coming into our agency, they're funded by SAIC, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed, L3 Communications. And you'll see they get double the pay and half the capability. We do not need the CIA. We do not need this military. It is dysfunctional. If the American public understands how self-destruction. We have lost every single war since World War II. We have lost the Korean War, the Vietnam War. We have gone into an absurd war.
Absolutely. Bottom line, what's the current situation?
We have lost the Pakistan War. We have lost the Egyptian War, Libya. And so we have a bunch of liberals. We have a bunch of idiot Republicans who have no idea about foreign policy. It is time to devolve the government. And if we can't do that, then separate the United States into the effective components it belongs to. And that's what I have said in state of emergency. I have repeatedly stated, let the governors take care of their own states and the rest be damned. The federal government is a totally useless cancer on our American system and way of life. If we do not change the Constitution, eliminate the representatives who are totally fat and lazy and incompetent, and if we do not eliminate our generals who are incompetent.
He's all the way in South Korea. Sometimes he, I think, loses our audio, but we may get one more update tomorrow specifically on what's happening on the DMZ, but it's just a bunch of warmongering by all sides to grandstand and make government bigger and make the public more scared, just like staging terror attacks. Kim Jong-un stages these events.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, folks. Yeah, Dr. Pachinik is in South Korea, and that's why he couldn't hear me sometimes. The line sounds pretty good, but sometimes it's only one way, kind of like cell phones do that sometimes. He's telling me a lot during the breaks. Bottom line, he's saying his access is being denied. He's being blocked. He's got folks creeping around, but he want to make a big deal out of that. But he has had a chance to talk to a lot of the military, and they said that there basically is no mission. I mean, the mission is look like they're doing something, but they it's all for show. Just like North Korea, pretty much, is all for show. But if it gets too escalated, North Korea has attacked before. And so, you know, the big thing is he believes don't stir it all up. So the West has an excuse to dominate that area of Asia, and that things might end up good down the road. Is that an accurate statement in closing, Dr. Pachinik?
Yeah, the basic 2 points that everybody has to look at is April 15th is the anniversary of Kim Il-sung. April 30th, you may see rockets in celebration. But let me tell you very simply, we are irrelevant. The North Korea is irrelevant. The only country that's relevant right here is South Korea. And quite frankly, they do not need our military help. It's as simple as that. And let us get out of every other country and worry about our own country. That's the summary.
Well, the empire is getting more delusional when the White House press secretary, former secretary, gets up and says, I'm told to lie to everybody. And then the MSNBC host laughs. What do you make of their move to get our guns and MSNBC hosts saying things like, the state now belongs, you know, your children belong to the state. That's being run as an hourly promo. What are they trying to do?
The point of the state running, the government running the United States of America is two issues. One, it's totally self-delusion. Two, it's out of desperation. Three, it's total incompetency. Number four, there is no way in hell that the U.S. federal government can run anything other than barely itself, because there's no way they're going to garner 300 million guns. I conceal weapons. Half of the South that I know carries concealed weapons, including physicians, everyone else. So, you know, Obama has no idea what America's about. Nobody in Washington, D.C. has an idea about America. Nobody's ever read American Revolution or George Washington.
Oh, I am, yeah.
We're born of the gun, not because we want to kill. We're born of the gun because we have always been mistrustful of George Washington having said the following: do not make a president. He will eventually become a king. If he is a king, then we will have to depose him. That's what we're about. We're a democracy. It's time to come home, take care of ourselves, take care of our children, bring back our army that has lost all the wars since the Second World War. Get rid of the CIA. Get rid of
Well, that's another point. If they think
all the departments.
Sure, if they think the globalists are going to dominate America, they couldn't even hold Baghdad. Resistance is victory, and all the billions of bullets and all of it is bluster by a criminal group that knows they should all be going to jail for the too big to fail. And look, Americans buying hundreds of millions of guns a year, hundreds of millions, folks. Americans, the last 2 years, 70 million background checks to buy guns. And you know, half of them out there aren't even through that system. The people are voting, buying the bullets. America is actually awake. It's a psyop that we're not awake. It's a psyop that we've embraced communism. It's all a load of bull. And I only hope that we can shift back to the states and 10th Amendment before it goes to a full-bore civil war.
We will get back our power, trust me. I have a full faith in the American public. That's why I came forth, try to sacrifice my life. I don't want to make myself a hero. This is the 10th time. I did it 8 times for the United States government without any remuneration, but I warned our army, I warned our intelligence, I warned the White House, and I warned every other institution, particularly the TSA, Homeland Security, the FBI, and every other element, that if they are to continue this self-destructive behavior, America will retaliate. They have no idea what the American public is like, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North.
Absolutely. God bless you. God, thanks for coming on with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.